This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Steel City, or as the Pirates will debut today, PGH, on their new City Connect uniforms, welcoming the San Diego Padres to PNC Park. Bucks continuing to slide down the NL Central standings after losing 3 out of 4 in Miami, including helping Luis Urias to hit .400, even more so, raise his batting average from around .398, now over .400. As the Marlins take care of the Buccos, a couple of occasions, the Pirates fought back in the 8th, fought back in the 9th to score a couple of runs, including the one victory in Miami. But for the Pirates, it's doom and gloom and wondering when the sun will come up once again on wins. And then the news that came down regarding Andrew McCutchen. So McCutchen and Pittsburgh is a match made in heaven. It's a dream made reality. The beloved Pittsburgh icon, face of the franchise, generational talent, and a generation's favorite player and truly connection to baseball. But according to MLB Network insider JP Morosi, McCutchen could be taken away from the city of Pittsburgh once again. Why? Well, Morosi states that the Pirates are likely sellers. And he broaches the question of who could be traded at the August 1st deadline, as the Pirates at this point are showing no signs of letting up from this losing streak, 35-42 currently, fourth place in the NL Central, 5.5 games back of the Milwaukee Brewers at 41-37 for Milwaukee, winners of 2 in a row. The Reds have lost 3 in a row. After going on a historic winning streak of their own, Cincinnati 3 games over .500, Cubs 2 back, but the Pirates are only 3 games back of last place in the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cardinals have not finished below the Pirates in the standings since 1999. Well, Morosi tweeted Monday afternoon, McCutchen, he's 36, and he's having his best offensive season since 2015. Coincidence that that's the last time that the Pirates made the playoffs? I think not. And he's never played in a World Series. McCutchen has played on contenders, Philadelphia, San Francisco, the Yankees, Milwaukee last year. But Morosi discusses that one potential option for the Pirates is a summer trade, which would be likely at the deadline to a contender, and a winter reunion to sign him back in the winter, in the offseason, and have McCutchen return to the Pirates to DH and be a key locker room figure, key man in the clubhouse for 2024 as the Pirates look to try to regroup. And still, there's a half a season left. We haven't even reached 81 games yet. But McCutchen's a borderline Hall of Famer. A World Series ring probably not go leaps and bounds to make him a Hall of Famer, but probably a more acceptable contender to improve his case. And Morosi later confirmed the Texas Rangers have expressed interest in Kutch, who they would want him to DH for the AL West leaders. Texas has been on a roll all season, guided by their offense and also some clutch pitching, fourth in the league overall. But the Rangers would also want to add to their pitching staff. Morosi included that the Rangers would also like to acquire one pitcher in the deal as well, if there was a shot that it would get done. But is there really a shot that it would get done? Andrew McCutchen is Pittsburgh. You know, there's no indication on any front that the Pirates would trade arguably their best hitter outside of Brian Reynolds, who's on the injured list. And McCutchen has continuously stated how comforting and enjoyable it is to be home in Pittsburgh, play in front of the PNC Park crowd. It elevates his game. And you can just tell by the way he's playing this year, batting 270, he's slashing 271, 394, 431, 9 home runs, 9 doubles, also has driven in 24 runs. He's walking at an incredible rate. He's just getting on base, 394. And currently, as the Pirates continue to struggle offensively, McCutchen is the best player they put in the lineup on a consistent basis. Between Jiwon Bae, Jack Sawinski, Austin Hedges, and Rodolfo Castro, those four are combined 1-for-95 in the past 13 games. Sawinski 0-for-30, Castro 1-for-25, Bae 0-for-22, Hedges 0-for-18. Austin Hedges 0-for-18 as Andy Rodriguez was named to the MLB All-Stars Futures game to represent the Pirates, as well as J.P. Massey, which will take place in Seattle at the All-Star game. And also, since coming back, McCutchen, we knew he would have these major milestones to be able to check off, more boxes to be able to cross for Hall of Fame candidacy. He was able to do so with 2,000 career hits, 400 doubles. He's 4 total bases away from 3,400 and 4 home runs away from 300. But the only logical reason that the Pirates would trade McCutchen is if he requested it. It makes absolutely no sense for the Buccos to get rid of McCutchen for what he means to not just the city. That's pretty obvious and apparent. And everybody realized how much he meant to Pittsburgh. I don't think it was ever questioned when he was traded away to San Francisco in the first place. A second trade, though, might make it too hard for some Pirates fans to come back unless the team is in the playoffs again. But if McCutchen does one out, which it doesn't seem like there's any indication that he does, to win a championship and to be on a contender and re-sign with the team in the winter, if McCutchen wants it, you might as well give it to him. But I don't think he does. Does it make sense? To an extent? Maybe 22%, only realistically jersey number. To see one of the most beloved Pirates in history win a championship? But it doesn't make sense if McCutchen isn't the one that's requesting it. Dealing 22 just from a leadership, clubhouse, baseball perspective doesn't make sense. He's not taking at-bats away from anybody that is earning them or needs it, like Sawinski, Bae, and Castro, or at least earning them at this point. It took until McCutchen returned for many Pirates fans to express serious interest in the team and come back to PNC Park. And attendance numbers for when Henry Davis came up were one of the best for a weekend, for a weekday series in years. And dealing McCutchen away might be the final nail in the coffin for some supporters until the playoffs come around again. So, Pirates insider Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette explained his belief that McCutchen will stay. He stated that he's a Pirate truly for as long as he wants, and that the Pirates knew that if the reunion was going to happen, and McCutchen, with the conversations that he had with Ben Cherington, reaching out to Bob Nutting, making sure that he had a shot to be able to come back to Pittsburgh and close this thing out where it started and where he is the most comfortable, but also the city that he loves the most and that he's given the most to in his career and has given the most to him. Mackey also reiterated McCutchen's previous statements and rejoined the Pirates. McCutchen has said, "It's everything I've wanted, and also, I don't want to continue my career on any other team." So, even when the Pirates played in Seattle, the site of the All-Star game this year, McCutchen has made 5 All-Star games. He explained he wanted to return in 2024 to Mackey, as well as others. And connecting the dots, McCutchen wants to stay in Pittsburgh. He doesn't want to put on a black and gold uniform ever again. And the only reason he would is if he wants to try to chase a championship again, which maybe he feels like he's already done with Philadelphia and also half a season with the Yankees after being dealt there, playing half the year with San Francisco after the Pirates traded him to be able to get Brian Reynolds and what was arguably one of the worst trades in Pirates history, just from getting rid of McCutchen in a morale standpoint, might be one of the best because you have both and Reynolds under contract throughout the decade. But information always gets out if somebody wants it out. There is absolutely no chance that the Pirates, well, that the McCutchen camp would leak this. It wouldn't make any sense for the Pirates losing 12 of the last 13 to do it too and continue to make a snowball into an avalanche and more negative attention and negative publicity towards the Pirates. And the suddenness of the rumor, though, with over a month of the deadline is pretty puzzling. It's painting the Bucks in a more negative light than you really could. And anybody's going to try to take some negative jabs and negative looks at the Pirates. But the Rangers are likely the ones playing the market. If there's anyone right now, it's not McCutchen. It's not his agent. It's not the Pirates. Probably the Rangers are the one that are trying to see, put it out there, and see if anybody bites at it. Trying to throw something at the wall and see if it sticks. Does this mean that we should be on McCutchen watch for the next month? I would think not. But the slide, if it does continue, and at this point in time, there's no reason to think that it won't until the Pirates turn the tide and continue to pitch well but get the offense going, which has been the most egregious struggle in this losing skid. Rich Hill and Carlos Santana are likely gone. Carlos Santana is arguably top three in terms of gold glove candidates at first base as well. Rich Hill at 43 can still give you innings. He's valuable in some instances. But the case is different surrounding McCutchen. The emotional relationship between McCutchen and Pittsburgh, they need each other. A trade isn't going to be halted because of that, though, obviously. Baseball economics has proven that to us. But even more so due to his impact on young players and his high production level. It would be shocking and a telling sign for where the organization truly sees itself heading in the next year. But wouldn't you rather have McCutchen be able to have a full season with Jack Sawinski, with Ji-Won Bae, but more especially with Henry Davis? I would imagine that McCutchen is being a helping hand to Henry Davis in right field, even though McCutchen has not played there very much at all, only a handful of games with the Pirates out there this season, but he's manned the outfield his entire career. He has experience with other teams in right. But also for Nick Gonzalez, for Andy Rodriguez, for Leover Peguero, for anybody else that comes up in the Pirates minor league system, Travis Swaggerty, if we ever get to see him again, with all the unfortunate things that have gone on with his wife, with his health, with both of their healths this past year. I don't know. Unless McCutchen wants to go try to win another ring, Texas is one of those teams where they've kind of surprised everybody. The Rangers have broken onto the scene. Marcus Semien's there. Corey Seager's there. Garcia's there. And a good pitching staff led by Nathan Eovaldi. And they're doing this all without Jacob deGrom, who they signed to a massive contract over the season, over the offseason. It would be fascinating to say the least, but I just don't see any way that it happens. Probably a 5% realistic chance, and that was only if McCutchen wants it. And I don't think there's any chance McCutchen wants it. I think he truly believes that they can win in Pittsburgh. The skids continue to make you think otherwise, but this isn't a one-year thing for McCutchen. And if it was, there's probably a higher likelihood that he would be dealt. But McCutchen has expressed all interest in coming back in 2024, and why wouldn't he? The way that he continues to produce at the plate and just command the Pirates lineup in a way that nobody else has, especially with Brian Reynolds out. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber and apply at 84lumber.com. Coming up next, when I woke up yesterday, I had one true opinion on who the Pirates should pick number one in the draft. Then I went to bed with another point of view, and I woke up this morning starting to believe that point of view even more. Who should the Buccos take at 1-1? There's three likely candidates, but truly, there's two. And by reports that came out yesterday, maybe it's just one. That's coming up next here on the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold with you.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.